Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This WWL exclusive interview with LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron of the number one ranked Fighting Tigers, LSU Fighting Tigers, is brought to you by Rouse's Market. Shop the official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Order online at Rouse's for pickup or delivery. Here is Coach O with Amos Morrell III.
All right, Coach, so obviously coming off a win, 714 yards. Obviously a lot to like about that win, but like you said, tell the truth Monday. What's the message to the team going to be this week?
Yeah, we're 10-0, we're on the road, got an SEC victory. We're happy, but we're not satisfied. There's a lot of things we need to get better on. On defense, and it starts with me. We got to put them in better position. We got to coach better. We got to tackle better. We got to make plays. We can't have the two turnovers that we had on offense. But I'm really pleased with the play of our offensive line, Badar Traore and Adrian McGee, coached by Coach James Craig. I think they're the MVP of the game. Forget over 700 yards with those guys at tackle. I thought those guys did a tremendous job.
And you mentioned the offensive line. Obviously, you know, all the hype's been around Joe and the play he's had, the skill guys, you know, Clyde. But they can't do any of that without a, you know, really solid offensive line play. And it seems like, you know, no matter who you guys have plugged in there, they've kind of risen to the challenge.
Yeah, I think it all starts with his our coach, James Craig, done a tremendous job with them. Lloyd Cushenberry, Damian Lewis inside, Ed Ingram had his best game. So, yes, we have tremendous leadership, we have tremendous coaching, and we have some depth with our offensive line because that's the group that's going to get injured sometimes the most.
And then, obviously, you know, when the offense is rolling, those guys got to be getting hyped up, seeing those big plays happen.
You know, the good thing about it, Joe praises them, Clyde praises them, the wide receivers praise them. Everybody on the team acknowledges the big man. Think about this. Lloyd Cushenberry got acknowledged by us as the number – wearing the number 18, the first time an offensive lineman has ever been given the number 18. So the big man is praised here at LSU.
Naturally, on the other side of the ball, the defensive line seems like, you know, same thing. You know, whoever you plug in, you know, those guys are coming in and making plays for you.
You know, I was pleased to play Apu Aika. Apu has trimmed down to a slim 340. I'm proud of him. I thought he played his best plays, making good plays.
I like how you say that, a slim 340. You know, he still looks like a giant out there. You know, he's a guy that came in over the summer. Looked like he was, you know, ready to play. He's gotten some playing time early. What has he done to kind of impress you?
Yo, first of all, losing weight. I mean, he came in at 390. And this summer he was 360. Now, he had a couple of ankle problems that hampered him, but he's gotten to be able to read his blocks better. He's making plays in the backfield. He's in better condition. And just his overall awareness of the nose tackle play.
The receivers and the tight ends, Thad Moss in particular, putting up numbers that, you know, guys haven't done here in over a decade. But, you know, it's not just the offense, right? It's got to be, you know, these guys are going out there and making, you know, really nice plays.
Yes, they are. We have great talent. I think Thad Moss is probably one of the most improved players on our football team. We recruited him. We knew he was a great athlete. He's a good blocker. And he has a great mental attitude about himself. And now he's become a leader for us. I'm very proud of him.
Heading into Arkansas this weekend, obviously a team in a situation that you're familiar with. You know, what do you tell your team about, you know, how this is a team that's got, you know, going to be dangerous?
You know, first of all, it's about us. It's about the LSU Tigers, about us fixing the things that we need to fix. But, hey, they're going to come out with their hair on fire. I mean, they got a new coach. He's probably going to change things up this week, relax things a little bit. They'll play loose and on fire and give them a breath of fresh air, and that's going to give them some hope.
Like you said, they've got some Louisiana kids on that team that you know are going to want to show out in front of their family that's going to be making it up here.
Yeah, they've been coming home. They want to play well in front of the LSU Tigers. I know that.
And then obviously, you know, for this team, you know, is the message maybe that second half make the message, you know, a little bit easier for you to drive that, you know, hey, any team, they're not going to roll over for you guys.
That's right. You know, everybody's going to give us their best shot, but we got to play at the LSU standard of performance for 60 minutes. We haven't done it yet.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate the time as always, and good luck Saturday.
Go Tigers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.